Chapter 3 Chef Briggs, I asked you to come out because our dinner guests were quite taken with the dessert you made. Lee watched the woman who'd been on his mind since he'd seen her 2 nights ago. She was a chef? Here? At his hotel? She hadn't mentioned anything about it that night. In fact, she'd claimed to be a guest at the Grand M.D. Why had she lied? Even dressed in her chef garb, she looked beautiful. After making initial eye contact, she refused to look at him, but he was definitely looking at her. Her features were exquisite. He heard Diamond, Jake, Rashid, and others give her compliment after compliment, and somehow he could tell that she wasn't used to getting such praise. Since he knew the others expected him to say something complimentary as well, he extended his hand to her. Lee Medeiros. The dessert was delicious. He made the introduction for the benefit of the others who had no idea of his and Carly's prior encounter. It was better if no one knew until the two of them could talk. Following his lead, she shook his hand. Immediately, a surge of warmth filled him.
Thanks, Mr. Medeiros.
Had she actually placed emphasis on his name, or had he just imagined it? With nothing more to be said, she returned to the kitchen. Lee watched her retreat. If she thought for 1 minute this was the end of things, then she was mistaken. As far as he was concerned, Carly Briggs had a lot of explaining to do.
Good night, Carly. See you tomorrow.
Good night, Jody.
Carly watched as Jody met up with her boyfriend, Jerome Mathis, who worked as a bellman for the hotel, before walking quickly to the elevator that would take her to the parking garage. How she'd made it through the rest of the night, Carly wasn't sure. She'd concentrated on cleaning the kitchen. Going home was her top priority. She just couldn't get out of her mind the fact that the man she'd met a few nights ago was actually L.C. Medeiros.